Hey, good morning, everyone. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and welcome back to The Zone. It's time to get you into Bartow Sports Zone. I'm your host, Charles Wilson. I'll be joined today by members of the Bartow Sports Zone Bench Warmers. Alan Sanders has the controls back in the WBHF studio. Brad Stevens and Jackson Hyde are on the Zoom connection with me. We may hear from some other folks today as well. No guests this week, and we didn't have any guests last week as well, as you know, with the schools on the holiday break, but we'll catch you up on some of the local sports scene and talk about the college football bowl season this morning. A reminder, you can always find us online at bartowsportszone.com. That's where you get your daily local sports news and updates. We're brought to you by Blackstone Realty, Styles Auto Care, St. Angelo's Pizza at Lake Point Station, Derek Strange of Edward Jones Investments, Rooks Roofing and Exteriors, Schottenkirk Honda, Latitude Blue, Day Chevrolet, Sidelines Grill, All-Star Roofing, Elite Stone Supply, and Three-Way Campers. Let's jump right in and get started this morning and just kind of quickly give you a look at the local high school sports scene. First, a reminder that there is a complete update on all the local wrestling, swimming, and basketball teams on the Bartow Sports Zone podcast. We dropped an episode earlier this week on Tuesday. It includes where each of those teams stand at the Christmas break through the months of November and December. So you're always invited to check it out on Podomatic, iTunes, Spotify, Google, or Amazon Alexa. Just search for and please subscribe to Bartow Sports Zone podcast. It's easy to find out there. As a subscriber, you'll also receive an alert every time we drop a new show, an update, or an interview. So, guys, let's kind of run through this real quickly. I'll try to move through as fast as I can. First of all, taking a look at the local swimming teams. They're getting ready for the Bartow County Championship. That's coming up 1 week from tomorrow, January the 6th, up at the Adairsville Natatorium. I've learned this week that Woodland is the host this week or this year, and January is the final month for all of these competitors to make their qualifying times to reach the state meet. So, Jackson, I'll jump over to you real quick. Those swim meets, they run like clockwork, and I'm assuming that a lot of our audience has never been to one of those.
I would agree, Charles. I've been to one, and it was exactly what you said, a well-oiled machine, and it's a little different scenario there where you're really not racing against the guy in the lane next to you. You're racing against the clock. You're trying to get a particular time to qualify yourself to move on in the process. So it's a fun event. It's fast moving and fun to watch.
Yeah, I would invite everyone to head up to Adairsville next Saturday. If you've never seen one of these swim meets, if you've got a nephew, a niece, or a relative involved with one of the four local teams, it's a great event to try to get in there and check some of that out. In wrestling, Cass High School is hosting the Gorilla Duels tomorrow, starting at 8:30 a.m. At last check, all four teams will be in action there. The Region Duels are coming up next Saturday, January the 6th. Cass will be hosting Region 7-5A. Adairsville will be at Bremen, so that means three of our schools will be at Cass for their region duels. Adairsville will be at Bremen. The state duels are 2 weeks after that, and then the teams will transition over to the traditional format and the traditional tournament format for later in January and February. Brad, I know you're lined up to do some PA work tomorrow at the Gorilla Duels at Cass.
Absolutely, and I look forward to it. I did it last year, and it was a lot of fun. Cass won the tournament last year. Going to be a tougher row to hoe this time around. There's 15 teams in it, really good teams within the state. They're coming in, and some out-of-state teams are actually going to participate this time around as well. It's a really nice, well-run tournament, really fast-paced, a lot of movement out there, lots of matches going on at one time. It's a lot to keep up with, but high school wrestling is a lot of fun to watch. It's a very intense sport, even if you don't know anything about it. You can really get into it because the crowd is into it. Everybody's very knowledgeable about it. And these teams are all some of the best teams in the state. A lot of state returning state champions, individuals that are, highly trained athletes that are going at each other. It's a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it. It starts at 8:30 on Saturday at Cass High School.
Yeah, the competition will be outstanding there. And then, of course, Jackson, we've been very fortunate in Cartersville and Bartow County. We've had some really strong teams in the past, and right now all four programs are running at a high level.
They are. It's been fun to watch the progression of wrestling here in Bartow County, and it's definitely, you can say it, could set it for the past 10, 12 years, the state championship tends to run through Bartow County. One of these teams seemed to always be in contention, and I think Brad had mentioned off the air, Cass had an injury that may affect them as they go forward, but you got Woodland in 5A as well, and Carsville is up and coming there. Coach Rosario is doing a really good job there with Carsville, getting those guys ready for the region duels.
And speaking of our swim teams and our wrestling teams, we're going to try to have some of those coaches in the next week or so to visit with us here on Bartow Sports Zone and give us a little better update on exactly who's on their rosters and who's been doing well so far this season. And, of course, we invite you always to check it out on BartowSportsZone.com. We always have the results as those coaches send those in to us. Alan, I'm going to give you a little alert here. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break. We'll take this commercial break, and when we come back, we'll put all of the basketball updates on the other side of the commercial timeout.
Storms come along in life, but when your home or commercial property has an all-star roof and gutters, you have an all-star defense. For free same-day inspections and estimates, call 770-655-0911. Visit allstarroofs.com or find All Star Roofing on Facebook. For Bartow County's only master elite roofer, call on All Star Roofing.
Hey, Frankie Johnson here from Styles Auto Care.
And just passing through on the retirement trail, Mac McKenzie.
Mac, what brings you in town?
My granddaughter came to visit and was backing out of our camping spot, and boom, right into a tree.
Oh, no.
That's okay. I brought it down to the collision center, and you guys took great care of her. Wrote an estimate, dealt with the insurance company, made her feel right at home. When it was finished, the car looked better than it did before.
Wow, thanks, Mac. And just remember, at Styles Auto Care,
we can do almost anything to your vehicle except sell it.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to Bartow Sports Zone. It's an abbreviated edition of Bartow Sports Zone this morning as we catch you up on the local sports scene, and we'll get into some college football coming up in just a little bit. We've talked about swimming and wrestling. Now let's tell you where we stand with all of our basketball teams right now. The Cartersville girls and the Adairsville girls both won yesterday in the first round of the Adairsville Christmas Clash. The Lady Canes beat Armurchie, and the Lady Tigers last evening beat Chattooga, so they'll both advance to the semifinal round of that tournament that's taking place today. Also at the Adairsville tournament, the Excel Christian boys fell to Calhoun, a much bigger school, yesterday, and the Adairsville boys beat Chattooga in the late game last night. So you got one winner and one loser there locally in the boys bracket. Excel will be playing in a consolation game, and of course Adairsville will move on to the semifinals. We'll tell you who they're playing in just a moment. And then in other tournaments, the Cass boys lost to North Cobb in their opening game at the Christian Heritage Tournament up in Dalton yesterday, while the Cass girls beat Johns Creek in the opening round at the Jackson County Holiday Tournament down near Jefferson. So today you've got the Excel Christian boys. They play Peach County. The Cass boys will be playing Riverdale in their tournament. The Cass girls have a semifinal game. We did not get a winner that they will oppose. They either play Heritage of Conyers or Monroe area. That score wasn't reported last night, so we'll try to catch that up for you today with BartowSportsZone.com. And then tonight, it's the Adairsville girls. They play a semifinal this evening against Northwest Whitfield, and the Adairsville boys will be playing Long County in the semifinals up at Adairsville. So both Adairsville teams, the Cass girls, the Cartersville girls, all advancing in their tournament play. So it's always an exciting time, guys. Brad, I know you love your high school basketball. The local teams, not off to the fastest starts in the world, but it's just now time to be getting ready for those region schedules.
Yeah, well, you know, the football teams, you know, luckily we had a pretty successful football season around here, but that kind of put a dent in basketball. You got to get these guys in shape for basketball, but you know, you got to be thrilled with how, you know, how they're performing and you know, trying to come together as a team. But everybody knows that once all these Christmas tournaments and New Year's tournaments ends, the region tournament starts, and that's when the real season is. This is basically a warm up right now, but you know, I'm really excited to see, you know, how everybody's going to do. Going to be a good year in all these regions out here, and I'm really pumped about, you know, January and February.
Yeah, the region slates begin very quickly as the new year turns, so always catch all of your updates. And we'll have all this weekend's tournament updates available for you at BartowSportsZone.com. Let's turn our attention now. We'll go ahead and start our college football chat and jump in here and talk a little bit about the bowl season. Brad, I'm going to come right back to you because this has been one of your pet peeves over the years, and we've talked about it here on Bartow Sports Zone. I guess we can all agree that there's kind of a saturation of bowl games.
Well, Charles, I felt that way long before all the transfer NIL stuff started, and I've made it known that these bowl games don't mean a lot to me. And I can say that this year I have watched very little of these bowl games coming up. I mean, I don't, you know, everybody's, a lot of people opted out. I don't even know who's on the team anymore. I don't even know who's starting. I mean, USC had a quarterback I've never even heard of. Playing the game. He had a really nice game, but I've never heard of this guy before. You know, the games last night, I don't know how many people are actually attending these things, but you got to know that there's just not a lot of excitement around a game like this. And now, you know, I'm one of these fans that I've been a loyalist since I was a kid. I love college football, but I don't like the way it is right now. I don't like all these bowl games. I don't enjoy watching them because you don't really know what's going on anymore or what's in everybody's heads. And I just feel like people are just playing to get a swag bag and then get out of there. And I just, it's just not as enjoyable as it used to be for me. I miss the old days when, you know, you felt like you had something to play for. I don't think these guys, other than each other or, you know, maybe a you know, set of swag bag, I don't really know what they're playing for at this point.
Jackson, I'll come over to you. I'm actually entertained. I know it's not, they are exhibition games, if you will. And it's hard to be invested in the win or the loss for your particular teams that you follow. But I'm still entertained by the fact that it's opportunities for newer players.
Yeah, you got a great point there, Charles. And it is a, you know, a football guy. That's kind of my sport. That's what I hang my hat on. It's fun to watch some teams maybe that I don't normally get to watch in the regular season. You know, you concentrate on teams you like and the regional type teams, and you get to see a little more variety this time of year. But it is like you mentioned, exhibition football, but probably more important to the programs and to the coaches, it's those extra practices. You know, you get a few more weeks of practice.
That's a great point.
Some young guys in there that might be able to, you know, step up and help you next year and see what they've got.
Yeah, it's a great point about the practices. And you'll notice a lot of times people go, well, why do the same teams have success year after year after year? Jackson, when you get an extra month or so to practice and prepare, and for example, you know, we've all followed Sakobe White from Cass graduating early, signing early, going down early, and getting an opportunity to practice with the team during the bowl practices.
Absolutely. And for a team that I follow, Georgia Tech, 7-year bowl drought, you know, that's always been a concern. You know, you got all your competitions that's still out there practicing and you're done. So it's good to see Tech back in it. And yeah, it's great to see Sakobe and had a little success in a couple of scrimmages. So it's good to see him performing well for the Bulldogs already.
The other item that I'll tell you, you know, the Sun Belt had 12 teams in bowl games. I didn't even know the Sun Belt had 12 teams.
It's and that's great for those guys. Those smaller tier, you know, the mid-major conferences, if you will. It's good to see those guys get a chance to extend their season and get some practice in.
One of the things I wanted to get to is these games are tough on coaches with the portal now, the transfer portal. They don't know which players they'll have, not have, the opt-outs to deal with. They aren't sure how to prepare for an opponent who they don't know who that opponent's going to have or not have. Programs are even changing coaches. They're having position coaches to change during this time of year with the bowl season. Jackson, that has to be confusing.
It has to. And we've seen that come up a couple of programs already where a particular guy recruited a kid in, he signs, and then the next day he's off to a different school. I mean, that's always kind of been a part of it. But I think you'll see some adjustments in the future where maybe that portal doesn't open till after the playoffs are done. There's been some talk that, a mid-January to mid-February portal period. So it'll be interesting to see if that works out.
Yeah, Brad, I want to get your take on that as well. It's just complicated right now. We've got about 40 seconds.
Yeah, I mean, you think about this. I mean, Georgia, we lost Fran Brown. He moved to Syracuse immediately. We have a new defensive backs coach out of USC that is now practicing with the team. So they're trying to get used to him. I mean, we've had so many opt-outs in our game. I said, Florida State's going to have to get some intramural flag football guys to play in this thing. I mean, we don't know who to prepare for. So, yeah, I mean, I'm with you. I mean, it's a complete mystery right now. And I couldn't imagine being a coach having to put up with all that personnel change.
Let's take our next break here for some news. We come back and we'll touch on this some more and have more college football talk on BSC.
Hey, football fans, this is Sean, owner of St. Angelo's Pizza at Lake Point Station. Are you ready for some touchdown-worthy treats during football season? Well, we've got something special just for you. Swing by St. Angelo's and enjoy our great pizza, famous wings, and local bar, perfect for cheering on your favorite teams. And that's not all. Our famous $9.99 Pizza of the Month promotion is still going strong, giving you a delicious surprise every month. So don't miss out. Visit us at stangelos.com to find our menu and order online. Catch all the football action with St. Angelo's Pizza at Lake Point Station. See you soon, and go team!
Hi, this is Ivy Jordan. My husband Trey and I invite you to visit us at Latitude Blue under the Church Street Bridge in Cartersville. We are a unique custom-designed pool builder offering PebbleTech and Imagine Pools. Latitude Blue has a service department that can service and maintain your swimming pool and spa. We also have a full-service retail store stocked with products to increase your outdoor fun. Find us on Facebook and Instagram. Latitude Blue, bringing families together one backyard at a time.
Good morning, friends. Welcome back to Bartow Sports Zone. Charles Wilson here along with Jackson Hyde, Brad Stevens, David Coleman, and Alan Sanders. We're talking a little college football this morning. Brad, I'm going to come right back to you. We left off. We were talking about these games being tough on the coaches with the portal, the opt-outs, the guys that are deciding to go ahead and enter the draft, and you don't know how to prepare for these bowl games. It's really strange out there, the atmosphere.
It is. I mean, speaking from the Georgia side of things, I mean, for our game, I mean, we've had a number of guys hit the transfer portal as soon as they could. And a lot of them were guys who didn't play a ton. We've had a couple that were looking to play a lot maybe next year, but they've walked out of there. So as far as starters go, not a lot of that going on. We got a couple of guys like Brock Bowers, who hasn't said out loud, but I mean, he's gone. McConkey's on the fence. I mean, but you got to think from the FSU standpoint. I mean, this is in the NFL, so you don't really have to tell anybody anything, so you're like preparing for God knows who to run out there. And you've probably seen most of these guys at some point, but you probably don't have a ton of film on some of them. I mean, you have no idea what might happen. I mean, I point back to the USC game. They have a no-name quarterback step in there and throw 6 touchdowns. I'm sure they didn't know how to prepare for that guy because they've never seen him before. So, I mean, I guess that is part of the excitement that you're talking about. But, I mean, for those of us out there who, like our team is playing, we have no idea who's out there. And a few years ago, we mentioned this off air, we played Texas in a game where we had 12 opt-outs or something like that, and they had none, and they beat us. And it was, but you really couldn't put a lot of stock in it because you had no idea it was out there. And I don't know how they prepare for these things. I mean, I don't know how you watch that much film.
David Coleman has joined us on the Benchwarmers group. David, does the NCAA need to look at changing its calendar maybe to handle how these transfers are taking place, maybe at a different time outside of these bowl games, maybe have a dead period, move the portal declarations back into mid-January, or just leave it like it is and let the best coaches that handle the chaos move forward?
Yeah, I guess as long as playing field's even, there's you know, everybody's going to suffer the same consequence. But, I mean, does the NCAA do anything anymore? I don't even know what the point of them is. Other than you got to have some kind of structure. But, I'd like to see the NIL moved till after the bowl games. I don't know what the rush would be. As long as they got it done before spring practice, so that you don't have to deal with all that stuff in the middle of recruiting. You have to recruit your own players at the same time you're trying to recruit the other guys, just so you know what you've got on your roster and what your needs are.
Yeah, it's become a really tough time on coaches, and that's where I think the NCAA probably needs to take a look at setting a more structured calendar to kind of separate some of those things out. And of course, Jackson alluded to it a little bit earlier in the program. One more item on this. Florida State has taken the first steps to leave the ACC. The buyout numbers are way up there, $572 million to leave the conference. I'm sure they'll challenge that in the courts, or at least threaten it. Jackson, tell us about Florida State. Why do they want out? What do they have to gain?
That's a really good question on what they have to gain, Charles. I'm not sure what their end game is. I think they've got some beef with a lot of the committee members. The playoff committee members were ACC affiliated members and did not back Florida State in the vote to see who made the playoff. I think that was probably the straw that broke the camel's back. But you know, they're looking to move to a different conference. I don't think the SEC is probably going to be an option for them. I don't think the SEC would take Florida State. So I'm assuming it's the Big Ten or Big 12 that they're looking to go to. And it's I'm kind of curious about it. You know, with the playoff expanding, going to 12 teams, it gives them a better opportunity, obviously, to get in the playoff from the ACC. So it's going to be interesting to watch. They're primarily a football school. I know men's basketball has been okay in the past few years, but I just don't see them being a viable option for the SEC. And I think that's their goal, is to get in the SEC, and I'm not sure that they're qualified, if you will.
Yeah, they've had a great baseball program over the years as well. Brad, do they go back to being an independent maybe, or is there a conference out there that's a good fit for Florida State?
Well, their beef is always with what everybody else's beef is. It's money. It has nothing to do with anything else. And, you know, they weren't getting the share that they wanted out of the ACC, because that little ironclad contract of theirs was just limiting them. So they want to get away from that so they can make more money. The SEC is obviously the number one choice there because they make the money. But the Big Ten does, too. You know, a lot of people, you know, poo-poo the Big Ten because it's too big two and little bitty nine, or however many they are have now. But, you know, they make good money too, and that's what they're looking for. They want those TV contracts and nothing more. You know, what do they bring to the table? I mean, outside of football, and, you know, baseball's been pretty good, but they've never won a World Series. Basketball's, you know, fair to middling. Outside of that, they really don't bring a lot to the table other than proximity. Because you have you already have a Florida school in the SEC, the Gators, which is a huge market share there. I don't think you're going to gain a ton by putting Florida State in the mix. You know, I would think that the Big Ten would probably be the destination for them.
Jackson, before we get to the upcoming bowls and playoff games on the other side of this break, your Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets took down UCF.
Yeah, for us Yellow Jackets, that was a big win. You know, been a long drought, 7 years since we've been in a bowl game, so it's good to see us back and get a victory. I think Coach Key's got the train moving in the right direction. We just hope we can build off the bowl win and get a little better.
Yeah, the Jackets fell behind 14-0. Then Haynes King ran for a touchdown, 3-for-1. Aiden Bird kicked 3 field goals in that one. The Jackets finished 7-6. Let's take a break, and we'll be back to look at these college football playoffs.
To win in sports, you need to adjust your strategy as the game changes. The same is true of investments. Derek Strange, your Cartersville Edward Jones financial advisor, can help you create a game plan for your financial goals. He'll help you look at the big picture and help you plan for your future. Call Derek at 770-386-4545 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Keep your property in top-notch shape this season with a new Husqvarna mower from Elite Stone Supply. With all your residential and commercial mower needs, Elite has zero turn, riding, and walk-behind models in all price levels. Check out the robotic mowers, too. Come make your best deal today on any of our full line of Husqvarna mowers at Elite Stone Supply. 9 Baker Road, just north of Cartersville on US 41 across from Racetrack. 770-387-3007. On Facebook and online at EliteStoneSupply.net.
Welcome back to Bartow Sports Zone. Charles Wilson here along with Jackson Hyde, Brad Stevens, Dave Coleman, and Alan Sanders running the ship back at the WBHF studios. Let's look at the college football weekend you have ahead. Coming up later today, you've got the Gator Bowl with Clemson and Kentucky. You've got the Sun Bowl with Notre Dame and Oregon State, the Liberty Bowl, Memphis taking on Iowa State. Of course, Memphis with former Canes offensive lineman Jonah Gamble. We wish them luck. And then the Cotton Bowl is later tonight as well, Ohio State and Missouri. Just real quickly, Brad, that's an interesting matchup because we know that Missouri – gave the SEC East fits this time, and Ohio State sitting there with just the one loss to Michigan.
Yeah, you have a very different outlook right now for Missouri. They've got a lot of confidence. I mean, you know, they didn't win the conference. Didn't even play in the conference championship. But, you know, they made a lot of noise with a team that doesn't recruit at the highest level. You know, it's not the most attractive program in the world, but for goodness sake, Drinkwitz goes in there and makes it happen. So I give them all the credit, man. I mean, they gave us all we wanted and then some. With a running back that I've never heard of, Cody Strader, who ran for over 100 yards on us. But Ohio State is reeling. The ending of their season was not what they wanted. There's been a lot of talk, a lot of transfers off of their team as well, including their quarterback, which changes the entire landscape of that game. I feel like Missouri is going to win it.
Yeah, that's a game and an Ohio State team that's kind of like Georgia. They lost the one game, and it was the pivotal game in their season during the regular season. On Saturday, you've got the Peach Bowl, Penn State and Ole Miss. You've got the Music City Bowl, Auburn taking on Maryland. And then the Orange Bowl on Saturday, you've got Florida State and Georgia. Florida State 13-0, Georgia at 12-1. You would think it would be Florida State trying to finish out a perfect season, but Georgia seems to be the team that's more motivated, David.
Yeah, I think so. You know, 20 transfer portals, NIL, I mean, transfer portal moves on Georgia, and they're not even talking about it being a big deal. And then Florida State, you know, can't understand what's happening to that program. I'm not sure what the line is. I think it was 14 about 10 days ago. It's probably 30 now after all this. It's going to be embarrassing for Florida State if they're not careful.
Let's move on to the college football playoff semifinals. We start with the Rose Bowl on Monday evening. Jackson, you got Michigan and Alabama, the Wolverines at 13-0, the Big Ten champs, Alabama, the SEC champs with just the one loss early in the season. Vegas has Michigan by a point and a half as the favorite. I really thought that line might completely flip before kickoff.
Yeah, it's an interesting line. You know, Michigan's history when they play a solid team out of the SEC is not very good, especially in the bowl games or playoff games. So it's you know, they're putting a lot of weight on that Michigan defense. They're thinking they're going to be able to stop the Alabama running game, and they very well might. But I think the two quarterbacks are going to be the key, Milroe and McCarthy. Whichever one of those two has the better day is probably going to be the winning team.
Yeah, that's an interesting matchup. And the other one is just as interesting, Jackson. You've got number 2, Washington, taking on number 3, Texas. The Huskies are still perfect at 13-0. They were the Big 12 champions. The Longhorns at 12-1. They had the early season win over Alabama. They did drop one game, but they end up winning the Big 12. Texas is actually a 4-point favorite in that matchup.
Yeah, Texas is a team that dealt with some injuries, you know, throughout the year that seemed to be healthy at this point. I just don't put a lot of weight in that Washington schedule. I'm not sold on I know the quarterback Penix is really good, but I'm just not sold on them defensively if they can stop a balanced attack like they're going to see out of Texas. So I kind of agree with Vegas on that particular one. I think it's probably a touchdown game for Texas.
Okay, Brad, the two semifinals, Michigan and Alabama, Washington and Texas. Tell us who wins those semis and why.
I feel like Alabama's going to beat Michigan. There's been a lot of talk. But, you know, Bama's riding high right now. I mean, they have all the momentum. Michigan has had all those scandals throughout the year. They're trying to rally around that, but that's not going to mean anything to Alabama. They're going to do exactly what they did to everybody else all year, with the exception of Texas. And I feel like Bama's going to come out on top. It'll be by more than people think. I think it'll be a double-digit win for Bama. And I think Washington's kind of a dark horse. I'm with Jackson in a way, and that their schedule's not the greatest. I feel like it'll be an Alabama-Texas rematch in the national championship game, and that'll be a one for the ages, because they definitely owe them one. But, you know, Sarkisian has done a fantastic job over there, got Texas back on the map. And a lot of people talking that Saban might be done after this. I don't know. You know, there's a lot of rumors about that. So we shall see. I wonder if he goes out on top.
David, real quick, give us your two picks.
I got to go with the SEC, and I'm going to take Washington in that Texas game only because I think Texas is going to win, and I'm never right.
I'm going to go with Alabama and Texas in those semifinals. And, Alan, I'm going to jump over to you here at the end. Tell us who you think is going to win those two semifinals.
I think you got to look at Alabama without a doubt and Texas, and then it's going to be Alabama taking it all.
I think it's really interesting that kind of the consensus here is that the lower seeds from that college football playoff committee, the lower seeds are the teams that we're kind of leaning towards.